Hello?
Oh, it's you. I'm so happy you called. It's time for Chelsea's Joint. Welcome back to the Chelsea's Joint podcast. Welcome back. We're here. We're in bed. Yay. My favorite place in the world. I posted a video the other day about how much I love bed. I love eating in bed. I love just hanging out in bed. And a lot of you might find that lazy or disgusting. And I say, who cares? Also, we got a new mattress. Things are happening, you guys. I have such an exciting life. I got a new mattress. Oh my God. Wouldn't that be funny if I if I posted a really cryptic thing, you guys, I have something to announce tomorrow. You know, when people are they announce an announcement, they set up an announcement. They're I'm going to announce something big on Sunday, blah, blah, blah. What if I did that? And then the announcement was I just got a new mattress. As if I found out I was pregnant or something. I got a new mattress, baby. Oh my gosh, I need to pick my nose so bad. So I'm doing it. Hi, if you're new to the podcast, this is Chelsea's Joint. We pick our noses and we lay in bed. Oh my God. And everyone's just clicked out. Okay. Episode 26. I can't believe we're here. I've said this in a couple episodes. We'll get to episode 100. And if I have not made any money from this, no one's wanted to sponsor the podcast. That's when we'll probably pull the plug. And I'm not saying this as a threat. I'm saying this as I need to, weigh out my options. I need to trial and error stuff with this life that I have now. So I'm putting a lot of time into the podcast, which is great. And it's good for now, but at some point it's gonna be okay. I can't be doing this free forever. That doesn't put the lights on, and you know that. You know that. Come on. So that's why you gotta subscribe, follow at Chelsea's Joint. Review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Write a review. Rate the podcast 5 stars. You know the drill. Tell all your friends. Put it on your stories. Put it on your social media. Because everyone's on social media. And that's how the game goes, baby. I'm coming in really hot. I was I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. Comes in so hot. I don't know what this is, you guys. It's just, I'm cuckoo. Something's wrong. Something's up. Happy Women's History Month. Happy Women's History Month. That goes to all my woman, my main girls, the people who support my content, the people who are commenting, the people who are sharing, the people who are talking about Chelsea's Joint. I'm talking to you. I love you girls. And I'll say it every podcast because I mean it. And it's so nice that there's a whole month dedicated to us. It wasn't until recently that women could have their own bank accounts. Let's just be safe and say 100 years ago, the money that I'm making would have to be in a man's bank account. If you're going to fact check me, sure, but I am 98% sure that I'm right. What I'm saying is, it's awesome that I, as a woman, I couldn't do this 100 years ago. Trust me, I said in another podcast, we're almost done with Peaky Blinders, and the women in that show are treated like garbage. And I always say to Tom, I wouldn't have stood a chance back then. So it's cool that things are changing. Things are also going back. But all we got to do is we got to stick together. Power is in numbers. I got you, girls. You got me. We're doing it. All right. Okay, so the traveling stories. I mean, you guys, the point of this podcast is I want to share stories. I want to share your stories. I want this to be a conversation. At some point, I would love to get maybe a voicemail, a number so you guys can call in, because that would feel a lot more conversational, I feel like. But the past couple episodes, I'm I don't know. I'm talking a lot about myself, which is, a part of this podcast. It is my podcast. But at the same time, I'm I want to help you girls. So I wanted to pivot the episodes for the rest of the month dedicated to women and to you girls. And I created a Google form, and it's always going to be in my link tree, which will always be in my bio, on my TikTok, on my Instagram, even on my YouTube. and in the description in Spotify too, like, you'll find my link tree, right? You know how to do that. Right? I shouldn't have to say this. Anyway, there'll always be a Google form in there for you to write in every episode. I'll always have a prompt kind of asking a question for the next episode. For example, the Google form right now has the question, who would be in your dream blunt rotation, girls only? I posted a Get Ready With Me video in honor of National Women's History Day. What? Whoa. Hello? So I posted it last Friday of Women's History. What? National Women's History Day? I don't fucking know. Basically, I said like 10 women that I would love to dream blunt rotation with. Like my dream blunt rotation women only. Women that have inspired me. Women that are a part of my culture, like Samoan women and Filipino women. I'll put that video down in the description if you guys want to check it out and get some inspiration. I picked a lot of funny women. I picked Drew Afawalo, Dayson Afawalo, her sister. So the Afawalo sisters, Brittany Broski. I said Tina Fey, Amy Poehler. I said Chelsea Lennon Page Jin from the Bio podcast. I said Heather McMahon from the Absolutely Not podcast, and she's a comedian. I said like Shay Mitchell and Olivia Rodrigo because they're Filipino. I said Kiki Palmer. I said SZA. So I want to go through your guys's dream blunt rotation. So write in the Google form, is in my link tree. You can find it in my bio on my Instagram. That's probably the easiest way to get to it, or on my TikTok. But I mean, I think a lot of you girls are from my Instagram. So let me know. Type in there. And then there's also questions about things you want to talk about on the podcast. There's a question about what do you need advice on? Dating, friendship, life, work. So just, I want to hear from you guys, because the more stories we get, the more I'm not just here blabbing about myself. We can like actually help each other in this can be a conversation rather than me just like, la, 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 I got drunk in Australia and I hated it. And then I met Tom. So yeah, check out the Google form. A few of you girls have filled it out, so I'm going to get to that in a bit. That's like the whole topic of today, is what you girls have written in. So we're going to move on to Chelsea's Jointers of the Week. And today we got three winners. And the reason why we got three winners is because three of you girls wrote in, and I love you so much for it. You know, sometimes when you ask an audience to do something, no one replies or no one responds. And I know three doesn't sound like much, but that is so much more than it was, what, 20 episodes ago? I feel like 20 episodes ago, I'd be like, okay, like comment or blah, 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 or let me know. And I would get no responses and I would get so down. I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is like, what am I doing this for? But basically, three of you wrote in, and that's why we're going to talk about your questions, because I asked you girls on Instagram right into the podcast, and three of you girls did. Chelsea's Jointers of the Week are Cecilia, yay! And the second one is Samantha, yay! And then the third one, hey, she won it last week. It's Alicia. Alicia, you're my number one girl, I think. Just kidding. I'm not ranking, but I'm just saying those are the Chelsea's Jointers of the Week. Cecilia, Samantha, and Alicia again, because you girls are engaging with the podcast. And when you engage, that's what shows a lot of brands and companies like, hey, this girl is worth sponsoring and this girl is worth, you know, giving money to. And that's how I make my money. I posted another Get Ready With Me about more about my production company, more about what I'm doing here. I'm going to do a lot more videos like that where I kind of explain to you guys what I'm doing. Like, I'm not just a girl. I am just a girl putting videos out on the internet. I've always wanted to do this as my career, is produce content. And I know that sounds so weird. And I don't want to become an influencer, but this is my production company. Chelsea's Joint the podcast, Chelsea's Joint Instagram and TikTok, you know, and YouTube. It's I guess my brand, if you guys want to call it that, and maybe it could turn into something more. So when you girls engage, it shows other people and other companies who are willing to fund my production company so we can just do cooler and better, amazing things. So thank you so much, Cecilia, Samantha, and Alicia. And we're gonna go into strain of the day. Strain of the day. I think it was a mix, because I think there was two in the grinder, and I used the Basin Bubbler by MJ Arsenal. Did an ad with them. And I hope I work with them again. The post I did with them, I mean, they did okay. I have a weird feeling they'll be like, oh, like, it was nice working. Sometimes, you guys, if I post an ad and like no one engages with it, these brands don't want to work with me again. Of course, because they're like, why would we work with you again? We paid you money and you're and you got like no engagement. You know what I mean? That's the game. So that's why you just got to keep going. Strain of the day was grape gasoline and sugarcoat. Grape gasoline is an indica and sugarcoat is a sativa. So we got two just different kinds, but let's be real. It's all just weed. If you guys want to know like more about like weed the plant, I'll put her name, but her name is like Cannabis Chem or something. I'll put her name somewhere, but she just started following me and I followed her on TikTok ages ago because I think she's a scientist, you guys. And she talks about weed so smart and so much better than I ever could. So if you guys actually want to learn about the plant, yeah, I'll put her name on the screen or something and go check her out because she's freaking sick and she's smart and a scientist. And one day I hope I smoke weed with her. What I love this week and what I hate this week. What I love, Women's History Month, and just being a woman. Even though I can complain about being a woman, the pros outweigh the cons, in my opinion. And what I hate is feeling like I don't really have time. I guess, no, I have to remind myself this all the time, is like, nature, I know this is like so woo-woo, but if you guys follow my Instagram and my TikTok, you guys know I love the outdoors. I love getting outside. I love weed. So I kind of think in these like spiritual ways. And something I think is like, nature never rushes. You know, seasons come and they go and it is what it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nature just always figures it out. So I'll always figure it out. I just think I can get overwhelmed with like the brand deals that I do. I know this is like, I'm not complaining, you guys. It's on me to figure out my schedule as a self-employed person. And if you're self-employed, or I don't know, if you relate to this, then you get it. But when you are in control of your own schedule and very much in control of like your income, meaning like I don't have a set income, I have to continue to output my videos to get income, which is, hey, this is what I signed up for. I get it. But sometimes I can be like, I wish there was like five more of me. So hopefully one day in the Chelsea's Joint production team, there can be an editor one day. That would be awesome. Just one. It's the video editing that gets toppled. So let me know what you love and what you hate this week, please, down in the comments. Let's just see what Cecilia loves and hates this week, now that we're on the topic. She said, I love that spring is blooming right now in front of my face. I love watching life being life and realizing the circle of life just daily. Wow, I feel like that's just what I said. That's why I love you girls. You girls just get it. We just get each other. I go on walks every day and it is cool, and I highly suggest going on walks every day. And if you're around like an area with trees and bushes, I always observe that of like, what's budding? Is there flowers? And it is cool to see. I agree. What she hates. I hate how drastically your period or cycle messes with your weekly goals, routines, and want to learn more about it. I want to conquer it. Totally. I fall victim to it. I even posted a video. A lot of you girls commented and engaged with it and stuff. And I fall victim to it. And so many of you girls were like, you should just embrace it. You need to learn how to live with it and all this stuff. And you right. So maybe I'll do an episode about the menstrual cycle. And I know that seems like, ew, some people might be like, ew, gross. But it's like, wait, we're women. Happy Women's History Month. We should learn about our bodies, right? Comment down below. You know, let me know if that's something you want to learn about on the YouTubes. Comment down below and engage with the Spotify thing where you write in the Spotify. Samantha, what she loves this week is spring break. Spring break. I've only seen that movie once and I don't remember it, and I'll probably never watch it. What does she hate? Girl friendships. Zoinks. Yikes, bro. Girl friendships, which I totally get, because we've talked about that a few times here on Chelsea's Joint. So let's just get into it. because she actually has a situation that I find very interesting, and let's learn more. So this is from, like I said, Samantha. This is what she needs advice on, is friendships. And she said, girl, friendships are hard. I have a situation. I've always been the type of girl that prefers hanging out with guys because the conversation has always been genuine and easy to have. I grew up with brothers and I didn't have a close relationship with my mom. Ugh. Then of course you feel so much safer around men. Dude, I'm the exact opposite. I feel really uncomfortable around men and I feel really comfortable around women, which is interesting. And I have a really close relationship with my mom and I don't have a relationship with my dad. So, duh. Wow. Isn't this crazy how your upbringing and like your relationship with your parents and your family really builds who you are as a person? When I say that out loud, it's like, duh. Duh. But it's just interesting. Just different households shape different people. Hey, and that's life, baby. Now that I'm in a long-term relationship, I'm respectful towards my boyfriend and I've been a little forced to have girlfriends for the sake of his peace. Yikes. Oh boy. See, I've never been in this situation. So this is why you girls, we need to help Samantha in the comments. However, I had a bad experience with girls in the past. We usually fall apart without saying anything, or I get ghosted, unfriended randomly. I've always been the one that puts in more effort and received nothing back. Hey girl, been there. It has really hurt me a lot knowing that I would never leave my friends' sides no matter what they were going through in life. But when I was going through it, no one was there for me. Now I have made new friends, but I feel like I'm on high alert around my girlfriends. Yeah. I don't have fun around them. I feel like they like to talk about things I don't care about or do. Am I in my head looking for things girls are doing wrong since I have trauma from girls? What am I doing wrong? Or am I simply surrounding myself with the wrong girls? I think that last sentence probably answered all of your questions, Samantha. Or am I simply surrounding myself with the wrong girls? Isn't that cool that you wrote all of that in? I hope she's watching. And then in the end, you like answered your own question. That's why I think writing things down with a pen or paper, or you girls writing into me, that was beautiful, because in the end, she just answered her own question. Samantha, sweetheart. And I say sweetheart in the best way. I call Tom sweetheart. I love you, bitch. You're hanging out with the wrong girls and that's okay. And I was hanging out around the wrong girls for so long. And this is why this community of Chelsea's Joint is so beautiful, is because you're in this community because you know that if you probably hung out with me or other girls in this community, you would feel so loved and welcomed and we could just smoke a joint and we would just have a giggle. The girls you're hanging out with, I don't know. What are you guys doing? Are you guys just like going out to get food and then getting drunk and then everyone just is hammered and doesn't remember anything? Would love to learn more context. I do have friends in real life who I love. I just know that if I were to meet like a lot of the like weed content creators that I follow and they follow me, if I were to meet them in real life, I know I would probably feel so much more connected to those women because we already share weed in common. We already share that we do content creation, a lot of like things we're doing in our daily life, and probably think very similarly as well and share the same values and beliefs. I think you just need to obviously meet new girls, and that can be exhausting. I admit I'm not the best at it. I am not the best at it. I would say, you know, Bumble BFF. And if you're just so burnt out from hanging out with girls, hang out with your boyfriend and maybe see if you guys can make like, can you be friends with his friends? That can get messy. That can get messy, especially if like one of them like falls in love with you. We don't want that, Sam. We don't want that. I would have a conversation with the boyfriend and say, hey, these girls aren't working out for me. I'm more comfortable hanging out with guys. I want to be respectful. Can we hang out with your friends and just me? To me, it doesn't seem weird, but then you have to be careful, like, if his friends are weird. And again, you don't want one of his friends to fall in love with you and then something weird happen. It's all about communication. Definitely lean on your partner. I mean, if he's a great partner, that's what he's there for. I talked to Tom all the time about my shitty friendships, and he was like, girl, those aren't the people for you. They are bringing you down. And I was like, you right, you right. Sam also said she wants me to talk about, do real girl friendships exist on the podcast? I'm going to come back to you girls because My hope, and I like to speak things into existence, that I get to meet a lot of weed content creators in the next like year or so. If I don't become like actual friends with some of these like weed content creators, then I'll be like, okay, am I the problem? Because I should become friends with these girls, hopefully. So, do real girl friendships exist? TBD. And of course, like, don't take everything I say like to heart, you know. All right, Samantha, thank you for writing in. That was like fun. That was like really fun. That's why I want you girls to write in. So it's about you guys. And it's, so I'm not blabbering about myself. This is from Cecilia. I kind of said like, what women inspire you? And she said, Amy Hagstrom. Wow, that is a name. Amy Hagstrom Miller, the CEO of my company. She's relentless, always fighting for women to have reproductive freedom that they deserve. A freaking man. Amy Hagstrom Miller. I'll just copy and paste that into Google and then I'll put a picky of Amy. Because we're all about women reproductive rights. Because it's our body, our choice, baby. Happy woman, setting a national month or whatever. Advice that Cecilia needs. How do you drop people from your life? I can never break up with a boyfriend or friend. I don't want to be mean, but also I don't want them in my life anymore. Oh boy. So you're dating someone you don't want? That sucks. Here's the thing. Since I've only had a couple boyfriends, serious boyfriends, one of them dumped me and the other was like mutual. Like we were like, we hated each other so much. We were like, we need to stop. So I honestly have never been in that situation where I need to break up with a boyfriend. But girl, the longer it's festering and the longer you stick in those relationships, the worse it's gonna be. Go listen or watch to episode, what was it? 22 or something, where mine was like heartbreak to glow up or whatever, because I glued the fuck up after my toxic relationship. So I just have a feeling that if you dump this guy, that your life is just gonna get better. And it's hard and it sucks. But being honest with people is you just gotta do that. Otherwise, you'll be miserable. Same with friendships, because you said that you have friends in your life that you don't want anymore. Cut it off, girl. You gotta cut it off. And I know that sucks. And how I did it is I voice memoed these my old friends. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. And they both texted back being like, we're kind of surprised and disappointed, but we, you know, good luck. And that was it. Haven't talked to them since. Hold on, guys. There's a fucking motorcycle. Okay, this is so mean, but I hope his tires pop, right? Like, why are you being so loud? That guy's gonna freaking get... I'm gonna punch him in the back in his freaking helmet. How do you draw people from your life? Okay, so I voice memoed those girls and I explained it, I think, in... there's so many episodes. In episode 19 and 20 and episode, like, 3 about my friendship breakups and stuff. I voice memoed them. They both were like, wow. But they both were like, we're like sad, but we totally, I guess, understand. I mean, it's your life. Like, you choose who you get to hang out with. Remember that. You choose who you get to hang out with. You have a choice. And if you're hanging out with people you don't like, or people you don't love, or people who don't make you feel good, that's on you. And if it's like family, I know that's hard, because like maybe you live with them, they're a sibling, they're your parent or something. That's harder. But with friends and boyfriends, you choose to be around those people. So you should choose to stop hanging out with them. And it's hard and it might feel lonely, but just know you'll grow from it and it'll be better for you in the long run. Okay, I hope that helps, Cecilia. And she said, she asked, where is Tom from and how did you guys decide to go back to Washington? And the easiest way to move to Washington, because it's so beautiful. So Tom is from England. I explained that in episode, 23? What episode is this? When did I explain that? In episode 24? Some episode. It's titled like How I Met My Husband or whatever. I think. Oh no, it's titled My Unexpected Backpacking Love Story. That's how I met Tom. He's from England, but we met in Australia. I know. It's all confusing. Trust me, I don't get it either. The world's crazy. And how did we decide to go to Washington? I am born and raised in Washington. This is my home. how did we decide? Yeah, Washington's just beautiful. In terms of like stuff Tom and I like to do, we like to go hiking, we like to go outdoors, so that Washington gave us more of the opportunity than like England would, at least in my opinion. Easiest way to move here? I think just like move here. I don't know. I'm just lucky that I was born here, so I'm like very familiar with the area. I don't know, depends where you're from. It could be a pretty expensive state if you're moving from like the Midwest. Like, I don't know if places like Kansas are cheap. I'm not sure, but I have heard like Washington is really expensive. So save, like just keep looking at like apartments. I'm assuming you might be rent. Like if you were to move here, you'd rent. Just keep looking at the market prices for renting apartments. If you have the money to buy, you know, hop on Zillow. I don't know what your financial situation is, but just kind of keep in mind like an amount you'd want to save, an amount you'd feel comfortable with coming to Washington. That's what I did traveling to Australia. My goal was 10K and I saved like six and wish I saved 10. So just have a goal. Keep looking at the housing market. Keep looking at like Google, like town, best towns to live in Washington, if that's something you're really interested in. Wow, we're flying through these. These are freaking fun. This is from a homegirl, Alicia. She asked, favorite essentials to bring while traveling. Toothbrush. Toothbrush on the plane. Tom and I fly Comfort Plus on Delta, so they actually like give us a mini toothbrush, which I know is not environmentally friendly, but like just I need a toothbrush so I can freaking brush my teeth. I hate when my mouth feels dirty. I went to the dentist a couple weeks ago, cavity free, baby. I just hate having like a dirty, gross mouth. You guys will know that from the episode where I react to your guys' dating horror stories. Please watch that episode. That one is like probably my favorite Chelsea's Joint episode. And one of you guys said something about halitosis. That is my worst feeling, is like when I know I have like stank shit breath. So toothpaste, like a mini toothpaste and a toothbrush. Sometimes the airplanes will give them to you if you're like in first class or Comfort Plus or something. More socks and underwear than you think you need. Sometimes you like go out traveling during the day and then you come back and then I don't know, you just want to like shower and then change into new underwear and socks. So more socks and underwear than you think you need. A hat. I know these are just kind of like, I don't know, these might seem weird to people, but I sometimes feel like really ugly when I'm traveling, so if I just have a hat, perfect. Sunscreen, specifically when I went to Australia and New Zealand, because they have like no ozone there. It's weird. It's weird, you guys. I don't know. There's like no ozone down there. So, oh my God, I was so tan. But I know that me being down there, because I'm so much better with sunscreen now, I don't think I really wore sunscreen until like I really started burning there. The first time I ever really burned was living in Australia. And I was like, whoa. And I learned my lesson. So some sunscreen, especially if you're going somewhere sunny, but I wear sunscreen like every day, even if it's not sunny. This is really random, but like either a nail file or nail clippers, because if you're traveling, especially when you're backpacking, like I just want to feel clean, because some days you don't shower. Some days, especially during van life, like Tom and I were like, we don't know when we're going to shower next. Just things to kind of keep you clean. And then also hand sanitizer and then like antibacterial wipes. I know antibacterial wipes aren't really environmentally friendly, but dude, when you're living in a van, when you're solo traveling, when you don't know when the next shower is going to be, you want to wipe. So that's just kind of toothbrush, toothpaste, more socks and undies than you think you need, wipes, sunscreen, maybe a good face wash, just stuff to kind of freshen you up, and a hat. Because you're going to look ugly, or you're going to feel like you look ugly, because you're just like, I don't know. Things get ugly, so just freaking bring a hat. Questions about van life, scary stories. How did you stay safe? How was your guys' diets? Diets was literally just oatmeal and instant noodles. We didn't even have a cooler. I told this to Tom the other day, and this is like TMI. My stomach was like a rock. We occasionally would like go to the grocery store and get like hummus and spinach and like a baguette, and we'd eat the whole bag of spinach in one sitting because we were craving like fresh vegetables. We would eat bananas and apples because those were easy to travel with without a cooler. But yeah, that was our diets. Oatmeal with peanut butter and apples or bananas every morning. Sometimes we'd get rice and beans. We would buy a lot of like granola bars at the store too, but we didn't have a cooler. So very little fresh veggies and we got fruit, I feel like, but very little fresh veggies. My stomach, dude, felt like it was a rock. And I was so happy when we got a fridge and could eat like vegetables again. We did that for like 2.5 months. I haven't told you guys about New Zealand yet because, like I said, I didn't want you guys to get bored. But if you guys want me to talk about New Zealand, let me know. Comments, let me know. Blah, blah, blah. How did you stay safe? You guys, living in a van in New Zealand is so common. Every campsite we went to, sometimes we would sleep in parking lots. Sounds weird. But there was always tons of other people doing van life too. So we just felt like we were part of like a community of people doing it. And I just somehow always felt safe. So yeah, I mean, I don't know how it is now. That was back in 2017. So things could have changed, you guys. I'm not sure. It was so safe then. New Zealand was the safest country I had ever been to. It felt great. And there's no guns in Australia, no guns in New Zealand, because they had one shooting, I believe. And after that one shooting in Australia, they banned guns. Hey, that's kind of interesting that it only took one there. Anyway, and again, one day, if Tom and I ever travel America, which like, I kind of really want to, because like, why not? I'm like in one of the most beautiful countries in the world. Like the national parks we have here in America, it's just like, I need to see them. So that's actually kind of in the works behind the scenes, you guys. So I don't want to say much. I'll let you guys know when things are booked and planned, all right? Alicia shared a story. She traveled to Michigan to North Carolina. She traveled from Michigan to North Carolina during a rough time. Met a lot of people, but couldn't vibe with them. Lots of toxicity and bad habits. Amen, girl. That's how she met her boyfriend. He was a narcissist. Oh my goodness. She was stuck doing shitty jobs while he was mooching off his parents. She left him and moved back home. But I loved my solo time getting the experience out of state. Totally. Now I enjoy my solo hikes near my house, around my state, and loving life as a solo, soon-to-be 30-year-old woman. I love you, Alicia. Yeah, sometimes when you go traveling, it can just... You just have to be like, you know what? This wasn't for me. And that's okay. You can't predict what's going to happen, especially when you fall into like toxic relationships. I'm so happy you got out of it, my love. And I'm so happy you're back home and you're safe and you're around family. And I love you. We're going to wrap it up. But right into the podcast, the Google form will always be in the link tree. It is like the top link, I believe. And the prompt for next episode is, who's in your dream blunt rotation, girls only, and why? Tell me why. There's got to be a reason. Why they in your blunt rotation and why? Okay, follow me at Chelsea's Joy on everything. Rate the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts 5 stars. Write a review on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to the YouTube. Comment, you know. Push the notification button. New episodes of Chelsea's Joy every Thursday until episode 100, and then we'll see what's going on. Just kidding. Anyway, I love you. I mean it. Happy Women's Month. We're going to continue celebrating women next week. I love you. I mean it. See you soon. Bye.